You've never heard of them. You won't see them bronzed up on a Sunset Strip billboard or chasing 20-something models on Love Island. When they get free drink tickets on an airplane, you bet your ass they fucking use them. It's just two guys trying to make it happen. Trying to raise kids, take care of their families, and dropping in on your airspace for 15 minutes in hopes that you get a little something out of it. And maybe even put a little something in as well. It's two guys, one podcast. And now, here are your hosts, Ron Allen and Brian Harris.
Ronaldo,
Ron Allen.
I'm loving it. What's up, my man?
Ron, what's up, Ron the Al Allen?
Hitman Harris does not slap guys or play with their nuts ever. I think we've made that clear now, right?
No, you continue to propagate lies and mistruths and fake news about that.
No, it's a new year. We're going to go with less ball play this year. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, less than zero.
Less than zero. So, okay, if we can do it. That's a tough order right there, but you know, I have little faith in you. I think you could probably get by at least until May. We'll see.
And tit for tat, are you gonna thin out the cross dressing this year? Or?
You know, I think it's time, especially after lockdown and coronavirus. I really don't fit into those skirts anymore. You know, it's sad, but I think it's time to let it go. Let it go.
Hugs a little at the waist.
Let it go. Yeah, waist and in other places as well. So,
yeah, I understand. So, Ron, I wanted to jump right into something, which I think we both went into this eyes wide on the last episode, that we opened a Pandora's box, and based on the journalistic integrity of Two Guys, One Podcast, I think we need to see this issue all the way through. And what I'm talking about is the polarizing debate that is sweeping the nation now based on our last episode. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Yeah.
And I cannot fully articulate the volume of heated calls, texts, and emails I've had, both on the pro and the con side of this.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those things that you either think it is or you think it's not. But I wanted to let you know that since we last spoke, I've done a little research on my end, and I'm going to play a little something for you here. I made a call to Portillo's.
Okay.
And, well, you'll hear it for yourself. Here we go.
Okay.
Welcome to Portillo's Avon. May I have a first and last name for this order?
Well, I just have a question.
Of course.
Do you guys sell hot dog sandwiches?
We sell hot dogs, not hot dog sandwiches.
Uh-huh.
So it's not a sandwich. Okay, thank you.
Hey, I think that's exactly what would happen if you call Portillo's, did I not?
It is. I mean, that's straight from the horse's mouth there. I mean, they say they have hot dogs, but not hot dog sandwiches. So that's one data point to the contrary.
Yeah, and Portillo's, but for those of you that don't know, that's one of the, you know, the areas, the region's top hot dog Italian beef type joints, and I know we got them out west too, but that right there, I mean, if you're going to get, that's from the horse's mouth, just as you just said.
Well, agreed, but now I'm going to actually bring in, again, in the spirit of journalistic integrity, I have a special guest that we're going to pull in now.
All right.
So give me just a moment. I'm calling, I'll do the introductions once I get them on the line.
Okay. It's not the Hamburglar, is it? Hamburglar?
Calling him now.
Go for Jason.
Hey, Jason. This is Brian Harris and Ron Allen from Two Guys, One Podcast. How you doing today?
Hey, great. What's up?
Doing really well, man. Hey, listen, I'm glad I was able to catch you. As you know, we are in the trenches of settling a very polarizing issue, which is whether or not a hot dog is a sandwich. And so I told Ron that I was going to bring you in as a sandwich expert.
Yeah, I wouldn't actually call me an expert. I'm more of a current spurt. I just give information as it comes.
Okay, well, I mean, how many sandwiches have you had in your life?
Probably 7 to 8.
78. Okay, that's
No, 7 to 8.
Oh, seven.
At least 8 sandwiches.
Eight sandwiches in your whole life.
Okay, well, I don't know if that qualifies as an expert, but your opinion will still be heard. So,
good.
The issue that's on the table, obviously, is a hot dog a sandwich? Yes or no? And as a sandwich current pert, maybe you could lean in on this and let us know your opinion, your expert opinion.
Yes, I can do that. I would say no to a hot dog being a sandwich. And then here's why. If a sandwich has to be two pieces of bread, you know, like two slices of bread. Now, a hot dog bun is just one piece of bread.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, if you could make a hot dog sandwich by taking two buns and putting a hot dog, cutting it in half,
right,
and putting that on two pieces of bread, or cutting the actual bun in half would work as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Interesting.
That is my current spread opinion.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. And Ron, as we have Jason on, the current spurred opinion is valid from what we've been hearing, right? I mean, that seems to be a consistent thread across these conversations, that splitting the bun down the middle and cutting the bread into two pieces ultimately does turn it into a sandwich.
Okay, I'm not sure.
Is that the consensus?
I'm not sure I agree. First of all,
it seems like a lot of work, though, to make a hot dog a sandwich. A hot dog is just a hot dog, you know? You don't call McDonald's and ask them if they make hamburger sandwiches, right? Now, mm-hmm. Hamburger actually is a sandwich.
Right. I agree with
that.
I would think it is. Well, it seems like it's in between two pieces of bread, has meat, whatever else in between it. But you call it a hamburger, right? You can also put in, like, Subway into this conversation. Like, Subway sandwiches, but only if they cut the bread like they used to. And you can actually ask them to cut the bread like they used to.
Old school cut. Yeah. Yeah. With the little triangle cut out. I like that little, how they used to do that. But yeah, I know. So let me ask you guys a question, because Jason brings up some really valid points. And I think I even, I kind of touched on a few of those points myself last week. First of all, though, we never were introduced. So I'm not exactly sure, Jason, who you are, but my name is Ron Alleman, and I know Brian from back from our Purdue days. So we've known each other for about, I think, doing the math, about 64 years right now. So how do you and Brian know each other?
Well, I'll jump on that one. Jason and I have become close friends by way of proxy with our respective significant others, Mandy and Mandy, our besties. And so we're homies here in Brownsburg. And I'll also have you know that in my phone, and why I think Jason is fully accredited for this conversation, I have him in my phone is Jason, King of Grilled Meats, because this guy can absolutely destroy it when it comes to barbecuing meat. So by way of that accreditation, obviously, I figured he's an expert in the field of sandwiches as well.
Well, that's a big, it's a big qualifier.
Took our baking too, so I can bake the bread and make an actual sandwich with my grilled meats.
You know,
that's true. I hadn't noted that. Yeah, you just recently got into the bread baking realm.
Not bread breaking. That's a different thing. You do that on Sundays.
All right, so let me ask you guys a question, because, okay, something comes to mind here, because, like I said, I think Jason and I agree on a couple strong points here, but let me ask you guys this, and Brian, I know you know Portillo's. Jason, have you been to Portillo's, or you? So let me ask you, so a Chicago combo is basically a Chicago beef sandwich, so it's a French roll. It is not, the bun is usually intact, it's not cut in half, French bread with Italian beef, and what makes it a combo is the addition of a piece of usually grilled Italian sausage, right? Do you consider a Chicago combo, which is a beef and sausage on a French roll, is that a sandwich?
Oh, that's a great question. See, that's why I brought in Subway, right? Because, like, it is an actual sandwich because they say so. Yeah.
It is, correct?
Hmm.
I would say it is actually one piece of bread.
Right.
You know, so that goes against all my other thoughts about the hot dog.
But that's okay. So, because I think it's a sandwich too.
That's a tough one.
Okay. Brian, what about you?
I agree. I agree with that assessment fully.
Okay.
Yeah, it is a sandwich.
So, let me ask you this. Is an Italian sausage on its own in a bun, is that a sandwich?
No.
I say no.
Okay,
as well.
So third part. let's say you order a combo and you got it there in front of you and you got a nice, beautiful sandwich in front of you. And now you're the kind of guy that you like to take your fork and you eat all the Italian beef out of the combo before you pick it up to indulge. Now, are you saying okay. that once you've eaten the Italian beef out of the sandwich, now magically it's become it, – now it's not a sandwich anymore?
Well, in all actuality, probably when you do that, the juices have already split the bread.
If you get it dipped, maybe you don't get it dipped. Maybe you get it dry.
Why would you not get it dipped?
Yeah.
That's – you know what? That's somewhat – some people don't like it dipped. Some people love it dry. So let's assume that the sandwich is intact. The bread's intact.
If you're dry, it's weird and it's a sandwich, I guess.
Yeah, I agree.
So
I
yeah,
agree
you're saying that,
a
sausage in a roll is a sandwich.
No.
Which
okay, it's not a sandwich.
I'd have to attest, Your Honor.
I'm so confused.
A hot dog is a sausage. Therefore, a hot dog is a sandwich.
But you don't order, like if you order a hot dog, it automatically comes with a bun. It's like two things, right? If you're ordering.
Yeah.
It's not two things. You don't go, hey, I would like a
sausage in a bun.
A sausage in a bun.
Well, when you order a burger, you don't have to tell them you want a bun either. It comes on a, and you said a burger is a sandwich.
Correct. That's why that's not actually a sandwich. I would say that a hamburger and a cheeseburger are not actual sandwiches either.
Oh, so now you're changing your story because earlier you said that they were sandwiches.
I think if you call someplace up and say, hey, is this? Can I have a hot dog sandwich? One, they're either going to think that you're over the age of 80, or they are just.
There's nothing wrong with that. To our listeners out there that are over 80.
Well, it's interesting you say that, Jason, because you missed the part where we actually called Portillo's and asked. And
what did they say? What did they say?
They said, "No, we don't serve hot dog sandwiches."
Good for them.
Well, this is, I think the waters are even more murky now with Ron's introduction of the sausage and the penetration of the juice into the bread as to whether or not that turns it into a sandwich.
Right. It's a total new ball game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots to think about.
Well, listen, lots to think about. Jason, thanks for jumping on, man, as the sandwich current pert. We appreciate your opinion,
thanks,
and we're going to continue to break this down.
No problem.
Good talking to you.
Okay.
I want to go on record too before we move on here that when I order my combo, I do get mine dipped. So he is right. Usually by that time, if you took the damn time to eat the meat out, your bread's so soggy, but who gives a shit? It's just a big old mess. Well, but
I don't know where we go from here, Ron. I think it's one of those issues which is gonna continue to be a lot of gray matter in between the truth. And I don't know that we have the authority to make a final decision on this.
I think we can put our opinion out there. We can say exactly how we feel. It's just kind of like saying, do you put ketchup on a hot dog? Which is a whole...
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you don't want to...
We could go down that rabbit hole and spend an entire season on
that.
That
might be its own episode right there.
Yeah. Well, that was fun. I'm glad we brought the king of grilled meats into this, Jason, my buddy Jason, and that was a lot of fun. So what else, man? I have a couple other things on my list, but I don't, I know I popped this on you unexpectedly. Not a lot of show prep on
usually,
this. What do you have?
Usually the unexpected pop is the funnest kind, and I think today was no exception.
I agree.
I wasn't expecting it. Next thing you know, pop all over me. Great. Love it.
It was good fun. I agree.
It was fantastic.
Let me toggle over, if we can, to another agenda item, which is in the recent news cycle. I want to talk about Philadelphia Eagles and the New York Giants Sunday night division matchup that ultimately defined who was going to win the division. And as you know, as a Cowboys fan, the Cowboys lost earlier in the day, so we had no skin in the game. But were you witness to the fact that the Eagles pulled their second string quarterback, Jalen Hurts, when the game was within reach in the early third quarter to put their third string quarterback in, effectively handing the game to Washington? And by doing so, secured a much higher draft pick than if they had won that game. There was no import for Philadelphia in winning or losing. Mm-hmm. And the question I have for you, which has been hotly debated over the last couple of days, is number one, the Giants coach, who you may have seen, came out and was very vocal about the fact that it was a blatant disrespect to the NFL and to the sport for laying down the way that they did. Do you side with him in that opinion? And number two, is he the right person to be saying that? Meaning going into the game, New York was coming in with a three-game losing skid. If they had won even any of those three games prior, they control their own destiny. So does he have a right to say what he said?
Yeah, sure. He has a right to say what he said. I mean, that's his opinion. The team's doing what they have to do, I think, to get the best draft pick next year. Is it a great example as far as sportsmanship goes? I mean, do you always want to go out there and play to win?
I mean, play to win the game.
I see reasons in doing both. I mean, I look at like Michael Jordan, if you watch the documentary here, and the year that they just knew that they didn't have it, you know, in them, you know, in the early years, and Jordan was, they were playing the Celtics, they were not going to let Jordan play the whole game. And Jordan said, I'm going to play the whole game. Like, I'm going to play to win. I play to win every game. I don't care about next year. I don't care about draft picks. I care about tonight's game. So you see that. Like, you see that is a, that's a true sportsman. And so there's, you can always say there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, had these guys, you know, when you lose, now you're going to secure a brighter future for your team, for your fan base. I mean, it's either way. So.
So you're kind of on the fence about it, it sounds like. But I guess here's another question that was brought up, or a point that was raised by the New York coach, which is in this particular season of complete turmoil within the NFL, you know, players are sacrificing more than ever to just be on the field, you know, missing holidays with family members, quarantining, going through everything that's part and parcel to COVID-19 just to be able to keep the season alive. And does that put some additional pressure on the Eagles to go out there and give it everything they've got and try to win the game? Or is that neutral to the issue?
I mean, I think it's a good point, but I think at the end of the day, everyone else is doing that too. I mean, you've got nurses, you've got school teachers, you've got everyone else doing their jobs and they're putting their lives on the line. So talking about a football team that play a game for a living, a game that we love, but I mean, it's a neutral point. Again, it's a matter of opinion. And I think they, you know, the NFL has their rules and their terms set up a certain way, you know. So if anything, I mean, they're using those rules to their benefit.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. You know, my opinion of it on it on the whole matter is that, A, I think Eagles laying down the way they did is kind of bullshit, I'll be honest. But at the same time, I think for the New York Giants coach to take aim at Philadelphia is a little bit of sour grapes, or a lot of sour grapes. And as I said, you know, if they had taken care of their own business, they wouldn't have been in that position to start with. So you can't really look at another team and say, I wish you had played harder so that we could have backed into the playoffs. Right. You should have won one of the three games previous, and then you wouldn't be relying on the Eagles to beat the football team. So I think pretty poor form on his part. And ultimately, he's catching some heat for that. But was interested in your take.
I mean, it also comes down to the fact that, I mean, how many years have you seen teams securing the top position in the playoffs? And then those that last game of the year, none of the starters play, or they play for, you know, a couple
yeah,
plays.
And that's just
it.
Another point.
It's the same. It's, you know, they're putting their backups in.
So. Yeah, you kind of can't rely on what's going to happen that last week because of those playoff, forward-looking playoff implications. And you're right, teams that are already secured the bye or whatever it might be, they may lay down, whatever it might be. And there is some value, obviously, in starting guys that you want to get a look at, take that advantage in that last game if it doesn't mean anything to see what kind of talent you have that might not have gotten starts for the rest of the year. So I don't ultimately discredit the notion of those things. I really think, though, what was evident to me is that the Eagles were laying down purposefully so that they could get that higher draft pick. And that's a whole nother debate as to whether that's right or wrong. As you said, in terms of the benefit to the franchise and the team next year, obviously they're in a much better position being five notches up the ladder on next year's draft than if they had won that meaningless game. So it's an interesting debate, but in any case, the Cowboys weren't even a part of the conversation. So, and obviously the Bears got an absolute ass kicking. And what about, just spend a moment on that, you know, 21-5, Aaron Rodgers, lifetime against the Bears, 21-5, man. I mean, I know why you hate Packers fans, and you've been, or Packers generally, and you've been vocal about this, but Jesus, do they have the Bears number? Aaron Rodgers just owns you guys.
The Bears are who we thought
Rodgers
they were.
Owns everybody, man. Rodgers is, I mean, like I said before, a future Hall of Famer. I cannot hate Rodgers. I mean, I hate what he does to us, but I mean, watching the guy play, I mean, he is incredible. One of the older guys in the league. I mean, the way he just hits guys like in stride, you know, in their gut.
He's amazing, man. I mean, he's playing probably his best football of his career right
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. MVP for sure, or at least top candidate for MVP. I mean, Yeah, it sucks, man, because, you know, they had Brett Favre there for so many years, and now you got Aaron Rodgers, and we, you know, we can't catch a break. And, you know, Packers and Chicago, this is the oldest rivalry in football, man. And it would be nice to fucking win a few here and there. The wins come, you know, few and far between when we play Green Bay. Fucking sucks. But, you know, I thought the Bears actually played pretty well. I wasn't expecting them to win by a lot. I thought they would make it competitive. I thought the only chance that they had was to keep Rodgers off the field, which they did. If you look at time of possession, the Bears had the ball for so long, but it's just what he does when he's on the field, man. And we got into the red zone so many times and we had to settle for field goals. So when you're playing Rodgers, I mean, you can't go field goal for touchdown. He's going to touchdown every single friggin' time. So yeah, we weren't able to stop him. We weren't able to put the points. And at the end of the day, you know, we lost. I think the score doesn't really represent how the game felt. If the game felt a lot closer until the fourth quarter. But anyway, we are in the playoffs. We're going to go against my favorite quarterback, Drew Brees. So now again, like we go back to what we discussed in episodes past. I root for the Bears. And, you know, this particular time, you know, if Drew was playing someone else, I would be a Drew Brees fan and I'd be a Saints fan this week, but not this week. This week I'm a Bears fan all the way and as usual. So anyway, yeah, at least we get to see Drew.
Yeah, it's like we talked about before, right? I mean, you probably want Drew to have a good game and come out injury free and
I don't care
throw
if
for 500 yards but lose.
I don't care if he has a good game. I want him to have a shitty game so that we can win. You know, yeah, but
you want the Bears winning.
Yeah, we're going to see what happens.
Yeah, it should be a great weekend of football, man. I'm really, you know, on the surface, I'm not a huge fan of this new format because I think there's something about the playoff being a prized possession. And now that, you know, more teams are getting in, it kind of dilutes that. But at the same time, we've got 18 hours of football to look forward to over 2 days.
For sure. Good weekend.
So good stuff, man. Well, listen, that'll wrap it up for us here today. Ongoing saga around whether hot dogs are sandwiches or not. We'll continue to elevate that as needed. And good catching up with you as always, brother.
Good catching up. Hey, happy new year to you.
You too, man.
And you know what? We're going to get to this next week, but we're going to keep asking for viewer questions. I have a little list of questions that's been growing. So we'll get into some of that.
Oh, do we have some?
We have some. I think we kind of touched on a little bit with the sandwich discussion. So we'll keep it going for next week. We'll get into it. Other than that, man, happy 2021. It's good to be back. And
likewise,
looking forward to a great year.
Yeah, looking forward to it too, brother. We out.
All right, see ya.
It's Two Guys, One Podcast.